Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin, and we start this hour off on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. One of our favorite guests from ESPN, Sal Palantonio, joins us. Hi, Sal. How are you doing? How is your family?
Oh, thanks for asking. We're all doing good. I hope everybody is doing well.
Thanks. Sal, we've been looking and talking a lot about the Browns and what the Browns have been able to do in the offseason. What's your assessment of Andrew Berry and what he's been able to do in free agency and maybe perhaps thoughts on, you know, having that number 10 pick here in the upcoming draft?
Yeah, I think they've got to make sure they protect Baker Mayfield. I think that's the number one thing, is they got to figure out exactly what they're doing with their offensive line. They've had so much upheaval in such a short period of time. To me, you've got this asset in Baker Mayfield, and that's the number one asset that the team has had for a long, long time. So how do you, in that division, against the Baltimore Ravens and the Pittsburgh Steelers particularly, that are so good at rushing the passer, getting after the quarterback and play defense so well, how are you protecting Baker Mayfield? What kind of offense are you putting in place to make sure the ball comes out of his hands quickly and accurately and that he's not throwing it to the other team? And how do you get from 6-10 to 10-6? I mean, that's the key. Is turning this around quickly, because people have been waiting such a long, long time. And I've always believed that Baker Mayfield is a next-level talent who really needs somebody who has got a really sharp mind and understands not only the schematics and the tactics, but the execution of the offense that he wants to put into place.
Sal, you just kind of alluded to what I was going to ask you next. Do you think Baker Mayfield is a talent that's worth going all in on and doing everything you can to make it work with him? Is he potentially that good of a quarterback and that much of the face of your franchise that should be the case? Or is he just the guy that they kind of anointed that?
Yeah, I know his numbers weren't so good in year two. Quarterback completion percentage of under 60%, which you never ever want to see. Passer rating under 80, which you never want to see. But it was years two, and I don't think he was helped very much by Freddie Kitchens or by Todd Monken. And I think Stefanski is going to help him quite a bit, and so is Alex Van Pelt. I think they, you know, this is a tough thing for a quarterback, you know, to have in year three. A completely new set of coaches. It's tough.
Sal, the Browns in free agency have gone out and done some things to the offense, obviously bringing in Jack Conklin, but also deciding that a fullback is a priority and then, you know, going out and signing the highest paid tight end in football right now. Can you talk about that and just kind of marry that a little bit with Kevin Stefanski and the offense that he brings to Cleveland next year from Minnesota?
Well, I think I'm the host of the NFL matchup show with the great Greg Cosell and Matt Bowen. And we did a lot in the last 2 years that we've been together on the Minnesota Vikings offense. Okay. One, their ability to move the launch point for the quarterback, to give Kirk Cousins throwing lanes and time to throw.
Two, the exceptional use of the tight end in the passing game in Minnesota. And three, the ability to get the ball down the field. So that's what's going to happen with this offense under Stefanski. That's the bottom line. You're going to see it at three levels. One, movement of the quarterback and protecting quarterback by moving the pocket. Two, by allowing the tight end to have some free reign and get some chemistry developed so that they have some good option routes from the tight end position. They have to understand one another, and that takes some time. That will be difficult given the current circumstances that have been placed in front of all these NFL teams, a truncated offseason. And three, and this is where I think it really pays off for Baker, because he can throw the deep ball, is throwing it downfield. Once you get the underneath route as an option route and you start selling it and you have protection, then the ball can go downfield.
Sal Pelantonio joining us from ESPN. Sal, yesterday I know you chatted with some folks in Charlotte and you talked about Matt Rhule, their new head coach, and you think he's going to be a big-time head coach in the NFL. Does Kevin Stefanski give you the same feel, or what kind of a feel does he give you?
Not so much the same feel. I just think Matt Rhule is a tremendous leader of young men that I've seen pay off over and over again. I think he's a terrific communicator. I don't know Kevin that well, obviously. I know his pedigree, but I don't know him that well. But from what I've seen, I like. So they're hard to compare. But I would say you have a known quantity in Baker. You have the known quantities at a tight end and wide receiver. The bottom line is this team, this Cleveland team, has the potential to be infinitely more productive, right, given what they have. You can't have the number 22 scoring offense in the National Football League with the weapons that they had last year. You just can't. That's indefensible. And so the sky is the limit for Stefanski and for Alex Van Pelt. There's no question about that. Same goes for the defense. You know, it's about points allowed and points scored. You were 20th in points allowed, I believe, last year. And you have tremendous talent. And so, again, the sky's the limit. I think they have to prove that they can turn it around quickly. This is not a 2 to 3 year project, in my view. This is a 1 to 2 year project. 1 to 2 years. You got a Cincinnati team with a rookie quarterback coming in. You got a Pittsburgh team with Ben Roethlisberger coming back from elbow surgery. You just don't know what's going to happen there. And you got a Baltimore offense that you can figure out pretty quickly if you bottle up the quarterback and make him throw the football like the Titans did. So you got to be able to turn 6-10 into 10-6 in a year to two max.
Sal, even with that timeline, I'm curious what you think of the Browns front office right now with Andrew Berry, with the free agent moves that they've made. You know, Jeff and I sit here in the bubble, and you know, we were talking a little bit earlier about this on our show, just that, and we had Charlie Casserly on, and he was kind of on the same page. And I'm curious what you're thinking as far as just the respect for the Browns front office right now, what they've been able to do in front in free agency. And it appears, and I'm just hoping that we're just not in Cleveland wanting to believe this, that everybody seems to be on the same page from top to bottom, even maybe including Jimmy Haslam. Now, maybe the draft changes some of those things, but it feels like Berry, Stefanski, Haslam, DePodesta, it seems like these guys are on the same page and are all fighting in the right direction.
Yeah, you know, Andrew Berry's an unproven commodity, right?
Right.
So is Stefanski, and so is Van Pelt. I mean, unproven in the positions that they're in. So, but you know what you have in the talent. So it's kind of hard for me to really make an assessment of where this group is in terms of being able to succeed right away. What I'm saying is when you look at this team, the production, the ability to produce quickly from where they were to where they should be, should not be that hard. It should not be that hard, given where they were, where they are in the division. Because the bottom line is they got to win the division. And they can win the division. And they got to do it within 1 or 2 years. So if you're asking me to grade bringing in Andrew Berry, of course I know him, the Philly connection, obviously. That's why I'm on the phone with you guys. It's an unknown quantity right now. He's just not too unknown. And does he have the right personality? Yes. Does he have the smarts? Obviously. Now he's got to produce. Same thing you could say about Stefanski. Does he have the right pedigree? Of course. Is he smart? Super smart. Now he's got to produce. Same thing goes for the quarterback. The quarterback's got the pedigree. He's proven that he can be stellar. Now you just got to produce. You can't turn the ball over. You've got to get the completion percentage up. That's what Stefanski's going to do from the start. I'm sure they're already doing that. Cut-ups they're sending probably back to Baker. Look at the interceptions. Tell me what you saw. Tell me what you did wrong. Here's how we're going to fix it. Again, move the pocket. Go back and look at, you know, game passes available now on NFL.com. And there's a lot of Browns fans right now at home basically figuring out what to do after lunch after they put the kids down for the nap. Go down on Game Pass and look at the film of Kirk Cousins and that movable launch point. That's what you're going to see with Baker. It's not going to be drop back and then go through the progressions. It's going to be look at the launch point being moved, him protected, where the tight end goes in the option routes, and then if the tight end is not available because they decided to double team it, him dumping it off to the flat or going deep. That's what it's going to look like.
Sal, how vital are wide receivers in what Stefanski wants to do? And I say that because here we have two big-time wide receivers in Odell and Jarvis. And in Minnesota, they took an undrafted guy in Adam Thielen and a fifth-round pick in Stephon Diggs and turned them into more than serviceable, into really good wide receivers. Where are your thoughts on the receivers?
Yeah, well, you know, Landry and OBJ have tremendous talent, and that's going to be easy to work with for sure. But the reason why Diggs and Thielen were so successful is because of the underneath stuff that Thielen ran, along with the tight ends with Rudolph in Minnesota, and that allowed Diggs to get deep a lot, a lot. Look what they did to the single high safety against the Philadelphia Eagles. Absolutely killed it. Diggs was always running behind the safeties because they did a lot of movement underneath to make the safeties bite down into the box, even the free safety in coverage. When you have that kind of movement and that kind of bait and switch in the offense, it really gives the opportunity for OBJ to get beyond the safeties and make the big play. That's the idea and concept behind it. And, of course, it works all off of play action. And that's why you have the fullback on the field and the fullback who can catch the football.
Sal, before we let you go, I'm just curious. Are you just watching all film all the time now, or are you binge-watching any TV?
I'm just lamenting the fact that I can't see my granddaughters. So I'm doing a whole lot of film watching, getting ready for the draft, talking to people as much as I can on the phone. We're going to be shooting a couple of matchup shows with Greg Cosell in his house, Matt Bowen in his house, and me in my house. ESPN has just set up in a home studio for me. And, nice. You know, we're like everybody else, just praying that everybody does the right thing, stays safe, and stays healthy.
So do you know what your draft plans are, pretty much what you do every year, and just do it from your house? Or, I mean, how's that?
Yeah, we're all going to be just in our home. There's not going to be anybody traveling to any facilities. Way back when I was in Cleveland for the Johnny Manziel draft, as you remember.
Yes.
Yep. Oh, you guys do remember that, right?
Yeah, we actually blame you for that, Sal. Like, we're like, oh, you remember the Sal draft? No, just I'm kidding.
You were with me in the little brown studio after that, Sal, and thank you for that.
That was when, before Twitter went crazy, I think. So that was up like a pre-Twitter draft. Could you imagine if I had said that on the air in this day and age, how crazy it would have been?
It would have been nuts. Sal, thank you. Stay safe. I hope you get to see your granddaughters at least on Zoom or on FaceTime. So I hope you can do that over the next 24, 48 hours here too. So thank you, Sal.
Hey, thanks for having me on, and everybody out there, do the right thing, and we'll get through this.
All right.
Thank you, Sal.
Sal Palantonio from ESPN, nice enough to join us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.